You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, Adam and I were hanging out and we were scrolling Twitter, scrolling the internet like we do, and we stumbled upon a story that we have not seen anybody talk about from a few months ago, and it is absolutely nuts. So I want to break it down here. There is a MAGA influencer. Well, he was a MAGA influencer. He is not anymore. And his whole thing was posting in places like San Francisco, for example, about rising crime. He would make these videos with homeless people in them, basically making it this whole sensational thing and blaming Democrats for it. It was really disgusting what he would do for views. He also was on places like Jesse Waters. He was on Fox News talking about how he used to be a criminal and now Democrats are ruining everything. And he was recently charged with some really, really horrific crimes. And if you've watched this channel before, that may not come as the biggest surprise to you, because it's often people who talk the loudest in these arenas who are projecting in some way. So let's get into all of this. Before we do, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against Republican media by uplifting Gen Z voices going into 2026, going into 2028. If you want to be a part of this community, just hit subscribe right down below. And while you're at it, it would mean a lot if you checked out my YouTube channel as well. All right, before we get into what he was actually charged with, let me give you a little bit of background on this individual. This is him. I'm just going to play one or two videos from his accounts so you get the idea of who Richie, that's his name, Richie, is. Take a look.
We got the police chief down here answering some real hard questions about why a San Francisco 49er was shot down here in this shopping district. You know, this man was 200 pounds, 6'3", and he got robbed right here in Union Square, broad daylight. So if you think your mother, your daughter, your girlfriend is safe down here in Union Square to go shopping, you're wrong.
And again, I want to be clear as we walk through this story. Part of the narrative I think it's important to fight is that people like Richie will claim that Democrats are committing crimes, or, you know, Democrat cities, blue states are allowing this crime. And this is the problem right here. Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. Richie himself was committing some really, really heinous crimes. And so, again, let me play one more video for you, because a lot of people will say, oh, you know, he was just passionate about stopping crime. No, he was a huge MAGA supporter. Take a look at this.
It's on the Bay Bridge.
And again, a still screenshot here of Richie in the Make America Great Again hat. I'm not going to play any of the videos from his accounts that were, again, just really disgusting, him filming homeless individuals, trying to make these sensational videos that got a lot of clicks for his own, you know, personal gain. And it also put him on places like Fox News, which I'll show you in a second. Now, what was he charged with? MAGA influencer and Fox News guest indicted on child sex abuse charges. The right-wing personality known as Raw Richie built his following by filming homeless people in San Francisco. A MAGA influencer known for posting sensationalized videos of homeless people in San Francisco was indicted Tuesday on federal charges of producing child sex abuse material. Richie, who is 39 years old, was first arrested in November and charged with pimping and pandering. He was taken into custody alongside a woman shortly after arriving at San Francisco International Airport. This is the photo I just showed you. The influencer was already being investigated by San Francisco police at the time of his November arrest and was named a suspect in the sexual assault of a 15-year-old. Authorities say they found evidence on his cell phones and at his apartments that indicated he was facilitating a sex work operation that spanned multiple cities. He pled not guilty, And as of right now, a federal grand jury indicted him on two counts of producing child pornography, according to an indictment obtained by HuffPost. The document accuses him of producing child sex material in April and October of 2022 with two different minors. He is currently in federal custody, and if convicted, he would face a maximum of 30 years in prison. Absolutely, like, abhorrent, disgusting stuff. And again, it's so interesting that anytime there's always a narrative right now by the right wing that's like, you know, Democrats are committing crimes, are doing heinous things. They're just bad people, right? They're just overall bad people. And I'm not trying to claim here that everybody who votes for Trump, for example, is a bad person. When Democrats do something, or like a Democrat influencer, for example, or a known Democrat, whatever, does something, it's often very quick. Look at what the Democrats do. Look at what the Democrats do, do. But you've never heard about this. Because Republicans, as soon as something like this happens, they're like, shh, shh, shh. We don't need to talk about that anymore. Does anybody remember RJ May, for example? I've talked about this on this channel. I've talked about it on my channel. A Republican legislator who won Moms for Liberty Legislator of the Year in 2022, Moms for Liberty, pushing massive amounts of hate against the LGBTQ plus community. They're like the main ones who advocate for banning books in schools, and always, like, they perpetrate, I would argue, the most hate against the LGBTQ plus community. And he would end up pleading guilty this year to child sexual abuse imagery charges, right? And he would often say that his whole thing was, we have to protect the kids. And nobody, Moms for Liberty doesn't talk about RJ May anymore. Nobody says that, oh, Republicans are doing this or this. It just goes quietly in the wind. Let me play this because, again, I said, this individual, Richie, who we started the video with, he was on Fox News. He was with Jesse Waters talking about crime. And I wasn't lying. We pulled this from January of 2023. Take a look.
Here now. So Richie used to deal drugs. What's your solution to all this?
It's a complicated situation here, but what they're doing is making the problem worse by creating a political atmosphere to where they are moving our moral goalposts further away from what it should be. It should be abstinence-based programs, not this harm reduction model that they're using. They're actually trying to make safe consumption sites here in San Francisco, which is just, I think, going to make the problem worse. It's already created such a buzz that people are coming here to San Francisco in droves for what I like to call druggy tourism. They come here because they know the consequences are minuscule, if any, and they can come here and just use openly. And when all the drug addicts come here, then what follows is more drug dealers. Me, myself, personally, coming from that lifestyle and then coming back to the city and seeing it in such a disarray like this is quite shocking, because they're just doing this stuff out in the open now.
How are these young...
So, again, I think you get the idea there. And fascinating, this was filmed January 19th of 2023. We read, you know, a little bit from the charging documents, or what was on the charging documents, that he was doing these horrific things in 2022. So he's on Fox News talking about moving the moving the moral goalposts. That's what Democrats are doing, because it's this moral issue. And he's sitting up there knowing what he has done. And again, on this channel, we've talked about things like this. We talked about a MAGA police officer who's very pro-Trump, who was charged with three counts of I'll say, violence against minors for the purpose of the video, often talking about, again, how Joe Biden did things, wrong things against children. And this was the individual who we just saw, again, that police officer who they arrested. This is just wanted to be able to confirm that that individual was arrested. Again, we've talked about this before. 49-year-old Joey Derman was charged with three counts of molesting and one count of enticement of a child to meet for sexual purposes. And one, like I said, like I mentioned already, R.J. May. The point, again, of this is that you will never hear about any of these individuals from Fox or any of these other people, because if someone does something that's, you know, related to them, I guess, I don't like to say them, it's not us or them or whatever, you get the point. A Republican, it's complete silence. Complete silence. So be careful with what you're listening to, especially people who are projecting quite hard and projecting so much hate. Try to lead with love. Try to lead with empathy. Let me know what you think of all this down below in the comments. And if you've heard anything about Richie, we thought we'd bring it to your attention because we found the video. Again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this content, the link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. I appreciate you watching. Make sure you're subscribed to here. If you're going out here shortly, Saturday, October 18th for No Kings Day 2.0, let me know in the comments down below. I'll be out in Chicago. If you see me, say hi. And please know, I'm so proud of you. This is not an easy time in American history. You're playing your part. You're talking to friends and family. You're trying to be informed. Maybe you're watching a video, sharing a video. Maybe you're making your own videos. Maybe you're volunteering. Whatever you're doing, please know it's making a difference. And I love and appreciate you. Have a good rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.